I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. You may not know this, but a member of the U.S. men's national soccer team earns a bonus, even if the team loses. Now get this. That bonus for the men, for a loss, is four times bigger than what the U.S. women's team gets if it wins. That's according to figures in a federal complaint over pay discrimination filed by five players on the U.S. women's national soccer team. Remember, they won the Women's World Cup last summer in spectacular fashion. And do I need to remind you that U.S. men have never won their World Cup? For more on what's going on, we turn to Laura Armstrong. She's a sports reporter with the Toronto Star.
It seems ludicrous, especially when you look at the numbers side by side, as this sort of table that has come out today shows, especially given the Women's World Cup last year and that win and their victory tour. I think it needs to be reevaluated.
I mean, American women players are justifiably angry with this. That's why they're suing. But how do these numbers get justified?
I really don't know how they're going to justify this. I think that they'll go back and they'll say, you know, this agreement was made maybe in a time when the team was a little bit less popular, but even then they were still a popular team in terms of women's soccer. And I think these are really sort of black and white numbers, and that's probably going to help the women's team.
I mean, just, you know, an illustration with numbers, the women's national team gets $1,350 for a win in a friendly match. Compared with $9,375 for men's victories in a friendly match. I mean, anecdotally, there are all sorts of excuses being given for why this is, right?
Right. Like, women's players are salary employed. I don't know specifically how much they make, but they'll make around $70,000, whereas a men's player, they only get paid by the federation if they're called into the team. Maybe they make the argument that the men's players have to work hard to get into the team, whereas the women's players are already paid by the federation. So maybe that's the argument. But it's so huge. And especially with the success of this team and these players, I think it's going to be very, very hard for the USSF to defend.
So this is the United States. These are American players. What about other countries like Canada or the Netherlands? How does this gender pay differential play out?
As a journalist from Canada, I find the most interesting aspect of this is what the implications are going to be for other countries in the world. Canadian soccer is sort of in the same situation as American soccer, where the women's team is just as well known, not even just as well known, better known than the men's team. It's going to be interesting to see what the implications are and whether there's a trickle down effect that could be a very good thing for women's sports or could be a bad thing for women's sports. It's going to depend on how this plays out. So I think that there are going to be a lot of other countries looking to the U.S. to see how they deal with this matter.
Should it matter how good the teams are? Shouldn't men's and women's salaries just be on the same scale?
Yeah, I think so. It was Hope Solo who said today, the men's team gets paid just to show up. We get paid to win major championships. I understand her argument and I understand why you would make that argument, but I think that it does sort of overlook the fact that at the basis of it all, the women's team should just be paid the same as the men's team.
So do you think this lawsuit is really going to change anything?
I think you have to hope so, but I don't know. I think that my main concern would be, what does this mean for Rio? I mean, you know, these players want to go to the Olympics. You know that they're favorited to, you know, stand atop the podium. But how far do you take it? It'll be really interesting to see how this plays out. Do they go to Rio? I don't know.
Laura Armstrong with the Toronto Star. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you so much.
Last summer, the U.S. women's national team got $2 million for winning the World Cup. That sounds pretty good, right? Well, the German men's team got $35 million for their win. We've got a video up on our Facebook page all about that. Just look for PRI's The World.